The Forest Reverie by Edgar Allan Poe. 'Tis said that when the hands of men tamed this primeval wood, and hoary trees with groans of woe, like warriors by an unknown foe, were in their strength subdued, the virgin earth gave instant birth to springs that ne'er did flow, that in the sun did rivulets run, and all around rare flowers did blow. The wild rose pale perfumed the gale, and the queenly lily adown the dale, whom the sun and the dew and the winds did woo, with the gourd and the grape luxuriant grew. So when in tears the love of years is wasted like the snow, and the fine febrils of its life, by the rude wrong of instant strife, are broken at a blow, within the heart do springs up start of which it doth now know, and strange, sweet dreams, like silent streams that from new fountains overflow, with the earlier tide of rivers glide, deep in the heart whose hope has died, quenching the fires its ashes hide, its ashes whence will spring and grow, sweet flowers ere long, the rare and radiant flowers of song. The End of The Forest Reverie by Edgar Allan Poe, read by Rick Kistner, for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.